was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
This is Tom Lacavara Stewart, and this is Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast.
In the early 1850s, the Illuminati held a secret meeting in New York, which was addressed by a British Illuminist named Wright. Those in attendance were told that the Illuminati was organizing to unite the nihilist and atheist groups with all other subversive groups into an international to be known as communists. That was when the word communist first came into being, and it was intended to be the supreme weapon and scare word to terrify the whole world and drive the terrorized peoples into the Illuminati One World scheme. This scheme, communism, was to be used to enable the Illuminati to foment future wars and revolutions. Clinton Roosevelt, a direct ancestor of Franklin Roosevelt, Horace Greeley, and Charles Dana, foremost newspaper publishers of that time, were appointed to head a committee to raise funds for the new venture. Of course, most of the funds were provided by the Rothschilds. And this fund was used to finance Karl Marx and Engels when they wrote Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto in Soho, England. And this clearly reveals that communism is not a so-called ideology, but a secret weapon, a bogeyman word, to serve the purpose of the Illuminati. Weishaupt died in 1830, but prior to his death, he prepared a revised version of the age-old conspiracy, the Illuminati, which, under various aliases, was to organize, finance, direct, and control all international organizations and groups by working their agents into executive positions at the top. In the United States, we have Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, Jack Kennedy, Johnson, Rusk, McNamara, Fulbright, etc., as prime examples. In addition, while Karl Marx was writing the Communist Manifesto under the direction of one group of Illuminists, Professor Karl Ritter of Frankfurt University was writing the antithesis under direction of another group. The idea was that those who direct the overall conspiracy could use the differences in those two so-called ideologies to enable them to divide larger and larger members of the human race into opposing camps so that they could be armed and then brainwashed into fighting and destroying each other, and particularly to destroy all political and religious institutions. When Mazzini died in 1872, Pike made another Italian revolutionary leader named Adrian Lemmy his successor. Lemmy, in turn, was succeeded by Lenin and Trotsky, then by Stalin. the revolutionary activities of all those men were financed by British, French, German, and American international bankers, all of them dominated by the House of Rothschild. We are supposed to believe that the international bankers of today, like the money changers of Christ's day, are only the tools or agents of the great conspiracy. But actually, they are the masterminds behind all of it. While the general public has been brainwashed by all the mass communications media into believing that communism is a movement of the so-called workers, the actual fact is that both British and American intelligence officers have authentic documentary evidence that international liberals operating through their international banking houses, particularly the House of Rothschild, have financed both sides in every war and revolution since 1776. Those who today comprise the conspiracy, the CFR in the United States, direct our governments, whom they hold in usury through such methods as the Federal Reserve System in America, to fight wars such as Vietnam, created by the United Nations, so as to further Pike's Illuminati plans to bring the world to that stage of the conspiracy when atheistic communism and the whole of Christianity can be forced into an all-out Third World War within each remaining nation, as well as on an international scale.
Politicians, major industrialists, and the military, unable to reach a compromise with the Tsar, gravitated to the idea of a conspiracy. Many of them, political adversaries in the open, were allied behind the scenes, all members of a secret Freemason Brotherhood, the Great East of Peoples of Russia. Founded in St. Petersburg about 1912, the organization was controlled by a Supreme Council and had more than 300 members. In 1916, popular lawyer Alexander Kerensky became head of the Supreme Council. He and other Great East members nurtured a plan of an anti-Tsarist coup.
What did the order want to accomplish in the Bolshevik Revolution?
You create opposing forces which you place in conflict. Out of conflict, you've got profit. You've got political power, and you can direct history. And if you look at the writings, for example, of the Trilateral Commission, they talk openly in the Trilateral Commission about managing conflict, not solving conflicts, but managing conflicts. Conflict management, that's the cry.
So they got the profit, the power, and the management. Mm-hmm. Where do they want to steer history through the Bolshevik Revolution?
They wanted to set up, and they did, two opposing forces. Out of that came World War II. There were logical steps in the process. They used the same bank, Guaranteed Trust Company, as the conduit for the financing of Hitler, and also as a conduit for financing, and also the early days of the Russian Revolution. In fact, in Russia, Soviet Russia in 1923, a vice president of Guaranteed Trust Company was the foreign director of the Roscombank, which was the first Soviet overseas bank that was set up. They were that close in those days.
The League of Nations was the money cartel's first attempt at world control, but Tsar Nicholas II of Russia caught on to their plot and sabotaged it. That proved to be a deadly mistake. Schiff, Warburg, Rockefeller, Harriman, and Morgan backed the uprisings that led to the 1917 Russian Revolution. Their strategy was to finance both sides of wars and revolutions, which gave them control over the winners, the losers, and the outcome. Between 1918 and 1921, 14 million Russians died from war and starvation under Lenin's Bolsheviks. By 1919, Lenin ran up a national debt to the Rothschild banksters of $60 billion, which put Russia firmly under their control. As Mayor Rothschild once said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes her laws." To this day, the Rothschilds have stopped the heirs to the Tsar's fortunes from claiming their deposits held in Rothschild banks. Those fortunes are now worth an estimated $50 billion. Joseph Stalin, who was financed by the same money cartel, replaced Lenin as Russia's brutal new dictator. Using terror and death threats, Stalin's job was to industrialize Russia and turn communism into a powerful counterforce to democracy. Manufactured conflicts between these two powerful political forces would be the ideal excuse for all future wars and for dividing, conquering, and ruling the world.
Profits were not the only motive. There was also revenge. The money changers never forgave the czars for their support of Lincoln during the Civil War. Also, Russia was the last major European nation to refuse to give in to the privately owned central bank scheme. 3 years after World War I broke out, the Russian Revolution toppled the czar and installed the scourge of communism. Jacob Schiff of Kuhn Loeb and Company bragged from his deathbed that he had spent $20 million towards the defeat of the Tsar. Money was funneled from England to support the revolution as well.
Why would some of the richest men in the world financially back communism, the system that was openly vowing to destroy the so-called capitalism that made them wealthy? Researcher Gary Allen explained it this way.
If one understands that socialism is not a share the wealth program, but is in reality a method to consolidate and control the wealth, then the seeming paradox of super-rich men promoting socialism becomes no paradox at all. Instead, it becomes logical, even the perfect tool of power-seeking megalomaniacs. Communism, or more accurately, socialism, is not a movement of the downtrodden masses, but of the economic elite.
As W. Cleon Skousen put it in his 1970 book, The Naked Capitalist,
power from any source tends to create an appetite for additional power. It was almost inevitable that the super-rich would one day aspire to control not only their own wealth, but the wealth of the whole world. To achieve this, they were perfectly willing to feed the ambitions of the power-hungry political conspirators who were committed to the overthrow of all existing governments and the establishments of a central worldwide dictatorship.
But what if these revolutionaries get out of control and try to seize power from the super-rich? After all, it was Mao Zedong who in 1938 stated his position concerning power. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. The Wall Street, London Axis elected to take the risk. The master planners attempted to control revolutionary communist groups by feeding them vast quantities of money when they obeyed and contracting their money supply or even financing their opposition if they got out of control. Lenin began to understand that although he was the absolute dictator of the new Soviet Union, he was not pulling the financial strings. Someone else was silently in control.
The state does not function as we desired. The car does not obey. A man is at the wheel and seems to lead it, but the car does not drive in the desired direction. It moves as another force wishes.
In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. A quote purportedly of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Whether Roosevelt actually said this or not, it is close enough to the truth that many people have used it over the years to demonstrate that the people involved are more important than the events of history. After all, it is people who make the events of history, or there is no history. The problem with modern established historians is that they almost always write in such a manner as to eliminate any thought of conspiracy relative to historical events. If mentioned, then the conspiracy is made to appear as an isolated incident or of little long-range consequence. Even more important than individuals, the influence of organizations on history, particularly secret or semi-secret societies, is not well understood among Americans today. It once was. No man, no one man, can rule a totalitarian state, especially in a complex society. If he does, it will only be until he sleeps and is murdered by the second in command to make room for him.
actually is an oligarchy that rules, and they put up a mouthpiece that people think is the ruler. Kings have their earls and their viscounts, and down to the knights. Hitler, even so, had his Nazi party. Stalin, his communist and commissars, and so forth. It is amazing that Americans can fall for the idea that a Hitler, Stalin, Castro, and a myriad of despotic bullies could pull themselves up by the bootstraps so that they could bully millions. They had organization behind them, every one. This includes such modern Americans as Obama. We are to believe that he rose to being president while never holding down any kind of real job, being a community organizer, working under others, then running for office, never to stop until he came to the Oval Office. And he did it all by himself. Right. A quick study online will tell anyone who and what has been behind Obama since his formative years. It's the inner party within the political movements that rule, and they, by a very small group of individuals and insiders within a political society. They always try to control history. As George Orwell put in his novel, 1984, the inner party motto was, "He who controls the past controls the future." Think about that when they're teaching our children Common Core. It is paramount that those who mean to rule keep the people in ignorance of not only the past, but the future. The populace must remain unaware of those events and processes that may influence the future and be adverse to goals of the rulers. The same is true in reverse. How do you know how to find your way home if you don't know where you started from? One cannot understand how to restore constitutional government, for instance, unless he understands the true and real history of the foundations of its origins, of the Constitution. Conspiracies, again, will always try to control what history their targeted people are allowed to learn. Occasionally, good people will understand as well. The future is always built out of the materials of the past, said Booker T. Washington. Karl Marx said, "A people without a heritage are easily persuaded." When studying the influence of modern political societies, many students and many people start with the Illuminati. Now, the Illuminati has been made somewhat of a joke. And that's what we see. A quote that illustrates this is from no less personage than Winston Churchill, the famous wartime Prime Minister of Great Britain. While his motivation may be questioned, writing Zionism versus Bolshevism, the illustrated Sunday Herald in February 1920, nonetheless, it is illustrative of the fact that many people have known of the Illuminati and have referred to them as the genesis of modern-day totalitarians. From the days of Spartacus Weishaupt, who founded the secret order of the Illuminati on May 1st, 1776, to those of Karl Marx, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and for the reconstruction of society on the basis of arrested development of completely envious malevolence and impossible equality has been constantly and steadily growing. We've all been duped by it at one point, time or another. It played a definitely recognizable role in the tragedy of the French Revolution. It has been the mainspring of every subversive movement during the 19th century. We will be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Practitioners of pedophilia, that is who's running America. Just read Encyclopedia Judaica, and you'll see all the Talmudic hysteria.
Mr. Dershowitz, look me in the eye when I talk to you. Do you understand all the charges that were brought to you? Has your counsel recommended everything you ought to do? Have you been advised of all the options we afford to you? The prosecution is prepared to offer you a plea. They say they've identified Jane Doe number 3. Virginia Roberts photograph, nude, front to lead. With you, Mr. Dershowitz, do you want to see? That's what I thought. We can make it all inadmissible if you'd be a good sport. Admit you got caught and don't let me see your cheeky little beady-eyed face in the court. And I'll retain this for the future in the event we feel the need to prosecute you.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, feel free to call in if you have any questions or comments. What I'm sharing with you tonight isn't current news. I'm going to leave that to the other hosts on RBN for a bit. What I'm sharing with people tonight, I really, you know, I share because as my life has moved forward, as I learned the things that I have from the different people in my life, I've come to know that there are certain plots that have been titled conspiracies. And then, of course, people are made to believe that these conspiracies are crazy. Of course, millions of dollars being put into making people believe so. What's supposed to be a workers' movement of the little guy. Do you wonder why things like that are funded by the likes of George Soros?
Now, while the Illuminati weighed heavily on such events as the French Revolution and subsequent upheavals, the Illuminati was a child of several secret and semi-secret initiatives that were entangled in what is known as the Age of Reason, which is sold to the student of today as the Great Enlightenment, something that opened the door to liberty for the common man. While there were writings of the age, there were also great deceptions as well. One example would be the book Age of Reason by Thomas Paine, a direct product of the age. The title page of the first edition of the Age of Reason, Part 3, stated that it included an examination of the passages in the New Testament quoted from the Old and called prophecies concerning Jesus Christ, to which is prefixed an essay on dreams. Also an appendix containing the contradictory doctrines between Matthew and Mark. The title itself begins the process of doubt and a clue of the author's motivation. The student of today looks to the figures of the age, such as Voltaire. Rather than studying how the founding fathers of America took the best of the wisdom of all ages and gave us the wonderful system that we have, a system that has had the greatest influence on earth, both for good and for ill, but overwhelmingly good, there is a scant difference between the goals of the French and the German philosophers of the Age of Reason and the Illuminati. If one studies the goals of Voltaire, for instance, those of the Illuminati are strikingly similar. Voltaire, for the purpose of wiping out Christianity, associated with Frederick II, King of Prussia, Jean Laurent, D'Alembert, Denis Diderot, principal compilers of the Encyclopédie. He and they formed a systematic design to destroy Christianity and inject atheism in its place. The principal parts of their aims were the compilation of the Encyclopédie with the rendering of Christianity as absurd and ridiculous, and the minds of the reader steeled against conviction and duty. The overthrow of religious orders in Catholic countries as a step toward overthrow of all religion in those countries. The establishment of a sect of philosophers as the core of the movement. The elevation of themselves to positions of influence and power. The fabrication of books of all sorts against Christianity, especially such as create doubt and generate contempt and derision. Also, the formation of a secret academy with Voltaire as president, in which books were formed, altered, forged, and imputed as posthumous to deceased writers of reputation. We will be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Parasitical committee, they're on the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine. $4 billion a year to murder Palestine. Yo, yo. Get yourself out of the daze. Your Zionist demon box is lying and scheming. Got you crying and screaming about some game that you lost. Like you play for the team and it's a shame that you lost. You're dealing with predators trying to murder the messenger. Let us get to the root of the real evil, satanic or secular. Making a promise to make it atomic and become a sponsor. I'm seeing the carnage and to be honest, I'm becoming a monster. The asymmetrical warfare declared on people unprepared is sickening and sad. You gotta be out of your fucking mind to call these people your friend. Murder your Talmud vision, then reload and do that ish again. How you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack? If you think it can't happen to you, that's whack. Throw a rock at a tank and get shot in the back. I said, how you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack?
On Resurrection Republic. You, that's whack. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Folks, some of the things that I'm going to talk to you about are going to be a little painful. There are things that I have, for cause of being cautious with the sensibilities of many of the audience, many of the public, who call themselves patriots, that I consider myself one. It is nonetheless essential that we delve into areas of discomfort to challenge many of the things that we thought we were led to believe were a perfect image of certain things. You have to understand that some of the men that we revere the most, for many a good reason, many a good statement, many a good effort and deed in many ways, were created intentionally to bolster one kind of ideology, while at the same time another was festering, creating another ideology, to pit these two ideologies against each other in a cataclysm that would cause chaos. Ordo ab cal, order out of chaos. Saying this is essential. You have to understand that your sensibilities may be bruised by some of the things that I may say. Now, some of these folks, they attack morality, government, tradition. The encyclopedia, spelled E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-E, was published in 1751, and the first edition featured a winged Lucifer on the title page. Thomas Jefferson wanted this manuscript to be spread throughout America. He and Madison had copies. Jefferson recruited Benjamin Franklin, Madison, and Monroe as subscribers. The Marquis de Lafayette was also a subscriber. The banning of the publication in France in 1759 led to problems so acute that Voltaire finally deserted Diderot around 1772. That was a big deal. So, one of these steps also included the use of forged, get this, forged documents and letters to discredit their enemies, kind of reminiscent of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, that tell you many truths, if not all, but then are made to make everyone believe that it is simply a forgery. The Illuminati made this practice an absolute art form. By the time of the formation of the United States, such practices had become common against Illuminist enemies, including the Washington and Adams administrations. As an example, letters were circulated purportedly written by Washington to convince Americans that he was pro-British as president, as a means to turn the people against the administration. And they were forgeries. The goals of the Illuminati were the destruction of Christianity, the destruction of nations as such in favor of universal internationalism, the discouragement of patriotism and substitution of the cry for universal brotherhood, the abolition of family ties and marriage by means of systematic corruption, turning it into a state-sponsored corporation. The suppression of rights of inheritance and property. And as everyone who has listened to my show knows, that I came to the aid of someone who had inherited a property, who had a trust that was ironclad. Her father was made to believe that he had absolutely nothing to worry about. But in the end, there was everything to worry about. And the same attorney that drafted it tried to have her husband charge 50% for this individual to try and claim it back, plus expenses. These bar association lawyers, as they're referred to, many of them communists as well, to frustrate the system, to use it for their own gain, to disillusion people, to frustrate people, to turn them against each other. The aims of the Illuminati, based on the stated goals, as well as the practice of their followers, could be delineated as the overthrow of all government, the destruction of all religion, the abolition of private property, the death of individualism and family, the deification of sensuality and the repudiation of marriage, the state control of children, and the establishment of a world government. A report by the California Senate pointed to the Illuminati as the seed of communism. So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati in Bavaria on May 1st, 1776. May Day. And that raised its hoary head in the colonies here at the critical period before the adoption of our federal constitution. A report on the California State Investigating Committee on Education, 1953. Now, did you learn this basic fact when you went to school? I bet none of you did. I didn't. No, but they taught me social studies. Boy, you know, it's funny, folks. When my mom passed away and I went to the house to retrieve some of my personal property, I had found some of my school books from when I was a kid. I found my social studies book, and I started flipping through it. I was disgusted at the propaganda that I found. The United Nations agenda was so easy to see once you know the truth. The socialists and communists that the Illuminati spawned all have the abolition of private property as a hallmark of their agenda. Louis Blanc, the French socialist, said, "Property, then, is the great scourge of society. It is that veritable public crime." Now, contrast this with John Adams. "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, anarchy and tyranny commence. Property must be secured, or liberty cannot exist." And that came from the State and Freedom of Contract. Or we can go to James Madison in his essay, Property. "Government is instituted to protect property of every sort, this being the end of government. That is not just a just government, nor is property secure under it, where the property which a man has is violated by arbitrary seizures of one class of its citizens for the service of the rest." The Illuminati were at first forbidden by Weishaupt to recruit women, Jews, pagans, monks, and members of other secret organizations, unless the organization was targeted for infiltration, with a few exceptions. Now keep in mind, folks, many, many countries, 109, in fact, kicked the Jews out. And some of the Illuminati puppeteer masters at the very apex were in fact Jews. So how is it then that some say that, well, how were Jews a part of this? Well, the real truth is that the synagogue of Satan covers its own tracks by smearing its own people, and they always have. Now, the preferred men who were between the ages of 18 and 30, these rules were later amended, especially in regard to Jews, who were generally excluded until after the 1820s. The practice of excluding Jews in America from secret or semi-secret groups of elitists continued well into the 20th century in the North. This was not true in the South before the Civil War. The Illuminati followed the pattern set by Voltaire, particularly the ideas embodied in his Step 6. Out of this came the Communists, a two-century-old organization which was originally a secret society before becoming an overt political party. Just before the formation of the Second International in 1888, Engels wrote a preface to the Communist Manifesto for the English edition in Britain. In it, he revealed the fact that the Communist League, unavoidably a secret society, the Communist League was the covert organization that formed the Open Communist Party and remained in control behind the scenes. Prior to this time, the secret organization was called the League of the Outlaws, the League of the Just, and then the Communists League. An open political party can be met head on. A secret society is difficult to fight, since they are invisible, and as such can deny their existence to the general public. A person can deny that he is a member of the Communist Party under oath, yet work for communism his entire life. we have seen this with neocon Trotskyites for a very long time. The investigators who look into this ask the wrong question, since they only think that a person can belong to a surface political party, not a secret society behind it. Over the history of the communist movement in the 20th century, many people were working for the movement in deep cover without membership in overt party. One such example was Ralph Bunche, who served as the ambassador to the United Nations a few years after World War II. Engels tried to make it seem as if the secret society of communists had dissolved after a trial of its central committee in Köln, Germany. However, as we all know, there remained a secret leadership behind the scenes. Now, many of these profound European revolutionaries who had an influence on American society. One was Giuseppe Mazzini, born to a Jacobin father and leader of the Carbonari. Or Comte de Mirabeau, Illuminati pornographer, associate of Benjamin Franklin, and an atheist. Nicholas Bonneville, Illuminati founder of the Cercle Social, intimate of Thomas Paine, father of Benjamin Bonneville. We could go on from here. A theological dictionary by Charles Buck, published in 1818, had this to say about the Illuminati. Now, get this. But the real object, we are assured by Professor Robinson and Abbe Burrell, was by clandestine arts to overturn every government and every religion, to bring the sciences of civil life into contempt, and to reduce mankind to that imaginary state of nature when they lived independent to each other on the spontaneous productions of the earth. But it would be far exceed the limits of which this work restricted to give even an outline of the nature and constitution of this extraordinary society, of its secrets and mysteries, of the deep dissimulation, the consummate hypocrisy, and shocking impiety of its founder and his associates in concealing their real objects and their incredible industry and astonishing exertions in making coverts of the absolute despotism and complete system of espionage established throughout the order, with their various subtle methods of insinuating into all characters and companies of the blind obedience exacted of their novices, and the absolute power of life and death assumed by the order, and of the pretended morality, the real blasphemies and the absolute atheism of the founder and his tried friends. Now, we're also told that the popular belief in that the order had been suppressed by the Bavarian government in 1786. Look at this. But revived immediately after under a different name and in a different form all over Germany. It was again detected and seemingly broken up. But it had by this time taken so deep root that it still subsists without being detected, we are told, into all the countries of Europe. More scholarly works admit that the Illuminati existed up to 1800, but try all they cannot to not only convince people that there is no proof of its existence after this time, but deny historians who claim that certain individuals were members. Yet evidence persists that the latter arguments cannot be true. If some of these, after all, who invited the Illuminist leader Christian Bode to bring the program of Illuminism to France, Talleyrand worked with Mirabeau to convince Bode that Mirabeau was the public figure of the Illuminati in France. This is important. He wrote with Illuminists, hired Illuminists, and sloganeered Illuminist thought and action. These people have been pushing this agenda for a very very long time. Now, Talleyrand, one of the most important luminaries of eclectic masonry, and an Illuminist himself, was instrumental with other Illuminists in the rise of Napoleon I from 1797 to 1799. Mirabeau is said by some to have been initiated into Illuminism at Brunswick. According to Howard Mumford Jones in America and French Culture, 1750 to 1848, Mirabeau was initiated by the Illuminati in Berlin. Regardless, the evidence is overwhelming that Mirabeau was a member of the Illuminati. One can find reference in the scholarly book, Illuminati Manifesto of World Revolution, to a list of its members. I guess they weren't squashed in Bavaria after all. Don't forget that one on the list was Thomas Paine. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
Yeah. Let me press a
is whatever's going to happen in the future. With the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens had to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Oh, bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to Guantanamo. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
But first you must understand,
they pathologically pretend,
hoping to get you on the ship
and then persuade you to agree with
welcome
them.
Back
and it'll never cease to end.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. That was Call Me When You Are Free, 14th Amendment Citizen by Payday Monsanto. On the line, we have Brent in Dallas. Go ahead, Brent. You're on.
Yeah, just tripping out to Payday Monsanto there, man.
I know. Isn't he great? I don't listen to hip-hop, but I don't listen to hip-hop, but I listen to him.
You know, I want to say you have a great history show tonight.
Thank you.
And I hope that there's some young people listening that can follow along with the diehards here. And I just wanted to let you know, I think I can make an argument that my Bill of Rights, Amendment 8, as you know, Amendment 8 is the cruel and unusual punishment clause.
Yes, sir.
I think I can make an argument that that was violated by my government itself. And I just wanted to make that comment, because we got a lot of amendments to go here. And this cruel and unusual punishment might be one of them that is one of the holdouts.
Well, I tell you, that's a you know, a profound thought in and of itself when you think about all of the things that the CIA has been exposed as having done over the years, just them alone, not getting into any other agency.
Yeah,
and we just peel them back.
Yeah. You don't think this has been cruel and unusual? Then you got a problem. You know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now, it falls back to the Declaration of Independence from there. What do we have the right to alter and abolish?
Yeah. Especially when they're doing this to their own people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, listen, I just wanted to let you know, great show. I'm listening, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That's what we're here for. And, folks, okay. We're going to go into our second hour. This is the break for the second hour. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not-so-free.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.